Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Right. So today we are going to be, I don't know how to even frame this conversation, engaging with the goddess realm. For people who are interested in working with the goddesses or learning about the goddesses, wondering if they're real or not, or if it's make-believe, I understand. I've been kind of in that camp as well. But lately I've had some interesting interactions with spirits that I liken to goddesses. So my sister is here today working with the goddesses to give us some messages. So will you share who's with you today?
It is the goddess Ishtar.
And is Ishtar willing to answer some questions for us today?
Yes. Yes, she is.
So forgive me if I tell her thank you very much for being here, and forgive what I'm about to say, but it's my understanding that Ishtar had to go through seven gates to rescue someone. Isn't that like her myth story?
Yes, but she's also a fertility god and a goddess of war. But never a mother.
Never a mother. Oh, I understand, Ishtar. Same here. Can you ask her why she chose to come today to us?
Oh. Because you and I have warrior spirits. Oh.
That is very true. We do.
And we fight for those we love and believe in.
That is very true. So I'm wondering if she wouldn't mind. Many people, there's been some sort of, I don't know how to call it, like an awakening where women are reclaiming the divine feminine, since that has been, you know, demolished because of the patriarchy. So women are reaching out to goddesses to connect with them, to learn from them. And what does she say to those who are nervous about connecting with the goddess realm? Because it is, quote unquote, different from what we've learned here on the earth.
It's only different because women are trained to trust only men. Mm. When women are the actual power, because while yes, you need men to create life, without a woman, you can't give life.
Mm. That is very true. My goodness. So if somebody wanted to connect to a goddess, number one, do we wait, or do they wait for a goddess to choose them, or do they reach out to a specific goddess? Like, what is the preferred method here?
She says that, you know, it's, you can always ask for the goddess you like to hear from, but sometimes the goddess you need to hear from is the one that comes to you.
Mm. So do they, I don't know if she can speak to this, but they're obviously coexisting here, or where are they at location wise? Like, where do they reside?
It's an omnipresent thing.
Okay.
There's no one location like Wonder Woman, but they are there. They walk beside us. Even when you don't, oh gosh, you know, it's like when you're empowered enough to speak your truth to somebody or to stand up for what you believe in, that goddess, that energy is that person putting their hand on your back and giving you that energy. Mm. Oh God, I cannot stop crying. I'm sorry.
Would she say that the goddesses are the divine feminine aspects of the creator?
They are, But they aren't, because every goddess story comes from a human experience. It was somebody who did something right, and they were turned into this divine story, being, person.
Interesting. So, okay, interesting. Huh. So, forgive me, but do goddesses, like, do they help energetically in various, I don't even know how to ask this question, not just on Earth, elsewhere?
Wherever a soul incarnates, they are there.
And how do they choose? How do the goddesses choose which soul to watch over when they're born, I guess?
It's not necessarily choosing who they want to watch over. It's knowing who needs their energy at the time.
Okay. Interesting. So, as an okay, but what about, since I'm sure she's aware, and Nadia and I, you and I were talking about this earlier, about having like a divine mission here on Earth. I'm sure she's aware, and all the other goddesses know that we have a specific mission. So, do the goddesses kind of check in if they're I don't know what to call it, if their mission aligns with ours, if they have a mission, or if what they do aligns with what we're trying to do?
Well, I don't, I just, oh, it feels like to me that their mission is encouragement and empowerment. It isn't like, they're here to make you be Wonder Woman and you're gonna run off and save the world. Their mission is to empower you to be the best person you can be, aside from the masculine, but from the feminine, understanding that there's duality.
Okay.
You don't have to be tough as a man to be strong. You just have to, I don't know, it's just trust in
Yeah.
yourself, I guess. It's weird. I don't know.
Like redefine, maybe redefining strength or.
Redefine, yes, it's redefining strength, and they are there to give it to you. And I say that for women, but it's not just women, it's also for men. Men to understand their sensitivities, I guess. Not that they want to be sensitive, but understand their emotions and their feelings. Don't have to always be so hard, they could be softened.
I see.
And so they're not just there to empower women. They're there to remind men that they also need duality.
It's very true. So, do the goddesses, like, even if, as she's, I'm sure she's aware that the divine feminine has been suppressed for hundreds of years. So a lot of people, they were demonized, their stories and everything. So a lot of people don't go to like goddesses because it was deemed pagan and evil and things like that. But even during this time, I mean, I'm assuming the goddess is still like, they do come in and give encouragement, even if you're not a believer.
Yes, even if you're not a believer, they still give you encouragement. They still touch you and give you the strength that you need to face any situation.
Will they come into your dreams?
They will come into your dreams, but maybe as a familiar, to give you advice, to tell you something that you needed to hear, to give you that reassurance, that confirmation.
Okay. Interesting. So, what are her thoughts? I'm just curious. What are her thoughts about the whole divine feminine being suppressed and demonized over hundreds of years? And what does she think about people waking up to working with, goddess energy to help the world? Like, what are her thoughts on this?
Well, first, she was very saddened, of course, that the stories of women that were strong and warriors or saviors or caregivers or providers that did so many great things for humanity were turned, were made to be pagan or demonized. Because people forget that the love of a woman and a mother, is what really rounds the earth, I guess, is what she says. It just, if you didn't have that divine feminine, or if you didn't have a mom, you didn't have a woman in your life, you wouldn't have you it would just be war and chaos. So people turning back to goddesses and remembering them, you have to remember, of course, people worshiped certain goddesses, and then they stopped. And now they're coming back and remembering. It's giving them the power and the strength and the hope that one day they'll be relevant again. And not to be as a god, like, worship and loved and provide all these offerings to, but just to know that they're there to help you.
A lot of people believe that, back in the day, goddesses were worshipped. I mean, there are statues and everything written about them and stories written about them. They are worshipped. But I think obviously Christianity turned the stories on their head and made it seem like, people were willing to, well, again, going back to the old narrative, like they were demonized, they were part of the devil. So they were offering their souls to the devil, or they were worshiping, the devil. That happened for, that story that Christians wrote has been consistent over the ages.
Right.
So is there any message that she has just in general as a goddess? Like, is there a message that she has for women, in general here on the earth?
For everyone or just the women?
Let's do women first.
Her message for women is just to know your strength. Don't let anybody take your power away. You are a creator in yourself. You create life, you give life. And for that, that in itself is powerful. And kind of to just embrace goddess energy. Her suggestion is if I don't know. It's hard to say, like, because most people don't know where goddesses, like, what goddesses, who they are, correct? So if you feel like today I need, encouragement from just a situation for your situation, you can Google a goddess about that does with that situation.
But the goddess you said may not come, and somebody else might come instead.
Correct, because at the what you need, what you think you need may not what you really be need. I mean, you may not really need at the time, you know what I mean? We always think we need one thing when it really is something else that is the underlying issue, and that's what you need real help with. For example, you want help with love. I'm for, blah blah blah. I've broken up with someone, I need help with love, blah blah blah. But you really need help with self-acceptance and strength and love, self-love.
So if I went to Aphrodite and said, please bring me a man,
She's going to be like, but do you love yourself?
That's not what I asked.
Right.
No, seriously. Oh my
And
God.
that's it. Like, you have all these goddesses, right? You want money. You want money in your life, abundance in your life. And so you look for a goddess for that. But then you have the goddess of harvest that comes to you because you need to learn how to create wealth before you can harvest it, correct?
Yes, that's so smart. Yes, that's true.
So that's how that works.
That's so fascinating to me. I don't know, it's very exciting. It just makes me personally feel like there's so much help available for all of us. And there is encouragement as well from many places.
There is.
That's fantastic. So Ishtar, I have a couple of questions, and they are about me and Nadia. Since you came for both of us as warrior spirits, I find it interesting that you would pop up. I don't know, it's just a surprise, but I wonder, is there, and I hope you're okay with this, Nadia, is there a message that you have for Nadia?
You know, why do you want to make me cry? Basically, for me, it's for me to know that I'm never fighting a battle alone, that I'm surrounded by people that love and care for me, and that sometimes I fight for the wrong people, I still need to continue to fight. Oh God, because the love I have to share with people is great.
So I have a question for you. Can you see her, or do you just feel her?
I just feel her.
And does her energy feel different than, let's say, your spirit guides?
Yes. It's heavy. It's heavier.
She said something earlier. She said she was never a mother. Why did she say that? Like, what? Why did she say that earlier? I felt like it wasn't, there was an emphasis on that.
Because just because you are a goddess of fertility doesn't mean that you've given birth.
Interesting. That's very cool.
You can be fertile in other ways. To be fertile is what is to help things grow and nurture, correct? So you don't have to necessarily be a mom to be a nurturer. So.
I do have another question. Just because, we are growing beings and we're here to learn. Are there other goddesses that you feel would align very well with Nadia's energy and the things that she's trying to accomplish in life?
Well, yes, there are. And I honestly couldn't tell you their names because I just don't. I could just feel what kind. There's a water goddess, but only because I feel like it helps cleanse your spirit.
Okay.
Of course, for creation or creating. You know, imagination. I can't really, I could say Aphrodite because, everybody loves me, but whatever.
Oh my God.
That just would be true. But to be honest, Ishtar was very surprising to me because, like, I kept hearing it and I didn't hear it correctly. I was like, that can't be right. That can't be right. So.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I do work with goddess decks, and she's been popping out a lot in my deck. So I've been reading about her lately. And so I was actually quite surprised that you said her name. And what lovely message does Miss Ishtar have for myself?
She says, you know, you're a fighter and that you're a warrior and that you always stand for what you believe in. And that you never need to back down from a battle because you'll always win.
And are there additional goddesses who would align with my energy and the things that I'm trying to accomplish?
Oh gosh, I feel like Artemis, but I don't know why.
I know why.
Okay.
I
Well,
know
if you feel if then you know why.
why. I'm not surprised.
That was the name I heard.
Okay. But if Nadia and I wanted to work more closely with you, Ishtar, would she be willing to work, individually with us?
She says, yes, if you come with the correct purpose, then yes.
Makes sense. Well, this has been very informative and enlightening, and I'm very happy that we did this today. And I want you to thank Ishtar for showing up and dispelling, sharing all her knowledge with us, because it is super helpful, and I think people really need to hear it, but also many people can afford, especially with all the chaos and anger on the planet right now, they can afford some more compassion and sensitivity and forgiveness. And I feel like that those attributes are what the divine feminine embodies.
Sorry, I'm still choked up. Yes. So it really has been a pleasure, especially for her. I feel like, to have a voice again.
I love that. One more thing I wanted to say to her before she bounces. I feel for women who didn't have mothers, like who didn't have a relationship with their mother, or who, the mother didn't stay or whatever. I feel like the divine feminine is kind of that, I don't know, that comfort, that motherly comfort in a way. Like it is nice to connect with that type of supportive feminine, nurturing energy. So I guess for people who are looking for that, it might be useful or helpful to, I don't know, embrace, goddess energy and learn from that.
Yeah, it really could, because you get a different perspective, a different feeling in your spirit,
Yes.
and it helps you see things from a different point of view.
Definitely. Well, I want you to thank Ishtar for speaking with us today. It's really a blessing, and I'm so glad that she showed up. And in my mind, I always feel like, oh, you have to give offering. So I feel very grateful that she came to speak to us.
She said the offering that you have given has been more than enough in basically having this conversation. So,
Oh, well, thank you so much. And thank you, Nadia, until next time.
until next time.